Mexico's Congress has approved a constitutional amendment that will allow Mexicans who become U.S. citizens to keep their Mexican citizenship. The move could affect millions of Mexicans who are legal residents of this country. Those who already are U.S. citizens will be able to regain their financial and legal ties to Mexico, and those who are not may now choose to become Americans. From Mexico City, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Mexicans living in the U.S. have in the past been reluctant to become naturalized Americans, but this year more than a million Mexicans who are legal U.S. residents applied for American citizenship. They were pushed to do so by a new U.S. immigration law that takes away legal residents' rights to key federal benefits that they received in the past. Until now, the cost for Mexicans of becoming an American has been the automatic loss of Mexican citizenship and the right to inherit family property in Mexico. Mexican officials recently started reconsidering these sanctions, largely because of pressures from the Mexican relatives of those seeking U.S. citizenship. Miguel Ángel González Félix is the legal advisor for Mexico's foreign ministry. He says those relatives fear getting cut off from family members whose Mexican citizenship is revoked.
They are receiving important amounts of money from them. And if we didn't allow this amendment to go through, there was a very high risk of losing not only these people, but restricting these flows of money from them.
Mexican officials estimate their compatriots living in the U.S. directly benefit about a third of the population by sending their relatives at least $4 billion a year, an amount exceeded only by the country's oil exports and tourism. Officials estimate at least 4 million Mexicans in the U.S. could benefit from the new law. Half of them have already become U.S. citizens, and the other half have already applied or are eligible to do so. A special legislative commission has yet to determine what voting rights, if any, Mexicans with dual citizenship would have in Mexico. But immigrant rights activist Primitivo Rodriguez says a much more important issue is the Mexican government's new willingness to let Mexicans who live in the U.S. become naturalized and vote in American elections.
Mexico has finally shown the sensitivity toward the needs of Mexican nationals in the United States. This is no doubt the most significant legislation from Mexico regarding the rights and the well-being of Mexican nationals in the United States.
Mexican authorities acknowledge that by having discouraged emigres in the past from becoming American citizens, they helped them become the biggest disenfranchised immigrant group in the United States. They think that measures such as California's controversial Proposition 187, which denies benefits to illegal immigrants, might have been defeated had more Mexicans in the U.S. been registered to vote. More than 40 other nations already allow their citizens to hold dual citizenship with the United States. With the change in Mexico's laws, which will take effect a year from now, the United States' largest group of recent immigrants is likely to increasingly make its presence felt at America's polling booths. I'm David Wellner in Mexico City.